RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to go Josh Allen. And here's the deal. Like, Josh Allen to me is Superman, right? Like, he does significantly more with less. If you look at his receiving core versus what Jalen Hurts has, you would say advantage there, right? And so when I look at Josh Allen, he has put this team on his back a number of times. They have literally one of the worst, if not the worst, run defense in the NFL. And for him to be carrying this team into the playoffs, and literally, y'all, when you look at the AFC, they have a real shot. If their defense can just band-aid it, they got a shot. And why? Because of Josh Allen.
Okay, so that's Jeff Saturday there. I don't disagree with a lot of what he said. I think, though, that there's this let's be fair and honest here, right? We did this last year when it was Josh against Lamar for the MVP, and so many Bills fans said, well, wait a minute, Lamar's got Derrick Henry with him. Folks, Josh doesn't have just nothing with him, right? He does. I agree with what he's saying there about look at the receiving core. We all know that the Bills have a challenged wide receiver group, right? Especially on the outside. He also has the league leading rusher with him. So it's not like he's void of talent around him. He has that. So I think it's a nuanced conversation here because you're talking about what Josh needs to do compared to other players when he says he's got to do more. He's got to do more with less. That is true at the wide receiver spot. He also has more at the running back spot than most have. But you're not asking Josh Allen to run you're asking him to run the ball, but he's handing the ball off to James Cook. When it comes time, though, to pass, then you're certainly asking him to do more than you are most other quarterbacks in the league who have more at their disposal to throw to. That's where the nuanced conversation comes in. That's a debate, I believe. They were talking, Jeff Saturday, about Hurts and Allen, right, and who you'd rather have. And, I mean, I don't know. Would anybody really... Is somebody going to take Jalen Hurts over Josh Allen? I don't think so. That's no disrespect to Jalen Hurts. He's been tremendous. But I couldn't see it. I mean, Josh Allen is just such a unique unicorn that the things that he can do compared to everybody else at his size especially. And his availability, too, is a big thing. And this week we're monitoring that availability. It shouldn't be an issue for him to play on Sunday. From everything we're told by Sean McDermott, by Josh Allen himself. But we're going to hear from the Bills head coach here, hopefully during this half hour, sometime soon and shortly. So keep it right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you here. It's a holiday Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Talked with Paul Hamilton last half hour. In case you missed that, check it out on demand at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. Sabres home tomorrow night to the Boston Bruins. We'll have pregame for you at 6. The puck drops at 7 downtown. And, of course, all day long on Sunday, Bills-Eagles on WGR and the Bills Radio Network. And, of course, that's a 4:25 p.m. kick. Now, before we get to that 4:25 p.m. kick, you're going to have a game with the Patriots and Jets that I don't think many people are expecting to turn out other than the Patriots winning. But it is still a game to pay attention to because it's the NFL and you never know. And the 3-12 Jets at home under a guy like Aaron Glenn with their final home game of the year are going to want to play spoiler. They're going to do anything they can to try and beat the Patriots. I don't know if they can. I don't think they can. They don't have enough, but all it takes is a break here, a break there. A big run, an interception, whatever. That's what it takes. So I know you'll be dialed into that at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Did I hear right? That's a Fox game? Patriots-Jets is a Fox game, I heard. Is that right? I think I heard that from Joe this morning. Think about that. That means, I mean, it's weird, right? I know networks have different games now and they cross over the conferences. Patriots-Jets on Fox. Bills-Dolphins was on Fox, I think, like this last year or this year, whatever. But Patriots-Jets on Fox. Bills-Eagles on Fox. Like three of the AFC East teams are on Fox, and you're going to get that at 1 o'clock, and then you're going to get the Bills. But, of course, we're going to be on the radio call, so Chris Brown, Eric Wood, and myself here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, 4:25 p.m. kick. You're going to know the result of that Patriots-Jets game. And I guess we just think about if it were to happen, right? If it were to happen, what the atmosphere would be like inside Highmark Stadium leading up to that game. Pretty amazing. We'll get a weather check on that, by the way, after Sean McDermott joins us as well. From our guy, Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Tony is in West Seneca next, though. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, Sal. I'm your Highmark Stadium historian here.
All right.
Just wanted to say that next week we play the Jets. That was the first game the Bills ever played at Rich Stadium. And the second game tomorrow was against the Eagles. And I remember the game against the Eagles. We won 27-26. Amazing game. O.J. Simpson against Roman Gabriel. Tom Dempsey was kicking for the Eagles. And, man, he missed a chip shot at the end of that game. I still can remember it. 27-26, the Bills won.
You have a great memory. I'm looking at it right now. That was October 7th, 1973. You're right. It was the second game. Dempsey a 51-yarder, Dempsey a 22-yarder, Dempsey a 14-yarder, Dempsey a 19-yarder, and then you're saying he missed one after that, huh?
He missed one. It was so short, I can't even tell you. It couldn't have been more than 20 yards, but it was at the other end of the field, and I couldn't see it. And when he missed it, my dad and I just looked at each other like, oh, my God,
what's crazy, think about this now for a minute, Tony, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as you know, the goalpost used to be at the goal line, not in the back of the end zone, right? So in this game, Tom Dempsey kicked a 14-yard field goal. That's impossible now. You can't even do that.
You're right. And it was just so funny because, you know, here's Dempsey with the record for the longest field goal ever. And, you know, Roman Gabriel being there was amazing. It was an amazing game. And they've had other amazing games with Philly, too, like the time Randall Cunningham was here in the 90s. So
we talked about that one. And do you know, I'm going to give you another thing about this game. I'm looking at the box score, the one you're talking about, the first year ever at this current stadium. In this game, the Bills win with Joe Ferguson going 6-for-9 for 63 yards.
Yeah, that was back then. It was O.J. left, O.J. right, O.J. up the middle. That's all they did.
That's all you needed to do, 171 yards on the day. Really
right,
good memories,
before, when they won the opener, it was 9-7. I mean, all we had was three field goals.
Well, that's what they had to do to win back then. So thanks a lot.
We'll take it any way we can. Hey, have a happy new year.
You too, Tony. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Seth. Bye.
You got it, yeah. Oh, my God, laughing, kind of looking at the box score, like, oh, my God, 6-9 for less than 70 yards passing, and they won the game. Right? That's like that Derek Anderson game with Cleveland when he came to Buffalo. There's some – my first – do you have a first Eagles-Bills memory, Dan? Like, what's your first – you think – okay, Eagles-Bills, what's the first thing, like, you remember about those two teams playing each other? Do you have one?
Man,
there was a classic a couple years ago when the Bills went and if Gabe Davis turns the right way or Josh throws it over the right shoulder, whichever way you want to look at it, they leave Philly with an overtime
win. Right, you got the overtime win.
Yeah.
But then I remember, I think it was the first matchup after the LeSean McCoy, Kiko Alonso trade.
Oh, yeah.
And Philly barely squeaked it out. And I was looking back at it. It's like Mark Sanchez was the starting quarterback.
23-20 in Philly. You know what I remember about that? That was in December. And it was unseasonably warm in Philly. It was like a really nice like December day in Philly that day. And they just shut down LeSean McCoy. He had nowhere to run that game. And that was like LeSean's return. 20 for 74 yards is what he had.
Yeah, and I remember that game. Mike Gillisley gets a touchdown that you never would have thought.
Oh,
19
yeah.
yarder.
So that's the first. Okay, I remember that. Yep. The Eagles, like I said, the Eagles came here in October of 11. It was like an unseasonably warm game, as I remember that. But that's the game at the very end. The Bills run a hard count, and the Eagles jump off sides, and the Bills keep the ball, and they win it by a touchdown. And they beat the. It was the middle of October there, October 9th, 2011, in that one. My first one, now I will tell you, for some reason, like, I remember games from 83, 84. Like, I'm, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and they did play in 84, and they did play in 85, two losses. But I don't really remember those games. The Bills were 2-14 in those years, back-to-back 84 and 85. They lose to the Eagles those years. The first one I really remember is the finale in 87. So in this game, Cornelius Bennett had just been traded to the Bills, okay, Halloween. And in this game, Cornelius Bennett had, I think, like four sacks or something like that. It was incredible. He was all over the place. And the Bills, it didn't matter. The Bills lost the game. And Bennett, four sacks. Yeah, four sacks in this game. Three forced fumbles. He had four sacks and three forced fumbles. The Bills lose. This was the finale of 87. The Bills were out of it. 17-7. That's the first time I ever heard the term run for the bus. I'm like, what does that mean? It meant that the player's like, just get out of here. And I remember somebody like calling the radio, like WGR after him, like, yeah, everybody but Cornelius Bennett was running for the bus. And I'm like, what does that mean? Oh, I was a kid, right? Oh, they were just trying to get out of there and go home because the season's over. Bennett, though, he had just come to Buffalo a month before. Four sacks. That's the first Bills-Eagles game I really remember, which is weird because in 84 and 85, I was dialed in and they weren't very good, but the Bills lost a couple of times. Once in 84, they lose 27-17 at home, and once in 85, they go to Philly and lose 21-17. Last time these two teams played, 37-34 in overtime. I'm sure you all remember, in Philly, in the drizzle, rain. Bills get the ball about 20 seconds left. They decide not to try to score. Probably not a good decision. You could have gone down there. Maybe something bad happens. I get it. Like, why? But fans are upset. They go to overtime. They could have won it. All of a sudden, there is a throw to Gabe Davis where he turns the wrong way or Josh throws it on the wrong shoulder, whichever. Could have been a touchdown. It's not. Bills kick a field goal. Eagles come down. They score. Jalen Hurts runs it in to win the game. This was also a game where I remember the officiating was very, very suspect in this game. Very suspect. Was that Sean Hockley's crew, if I remember? Like, this is a Sean Hockley game.
Yeah,
yes.
It might have been.
Oh, yeah, it was. It totally was. I'm going to look at it right now. I remember, in fact, who is it? Andrew Brandt, who's on X and used to be with the Packers and all that. Andrew Brandt actually, during the game, literally wrote something on Twitter to the effect of, what did Sean McDermott ever do to Sean Hockley? Like, because he was like, oh my God, this is terrible. There's a horse collar they didn't call Josh Allen, right? Oh yeah, I remember that. You know what got me mad that game? I'm on the sidelines. And at one point it was like 8-0, Bills, like getting all the penalties. And I'm like, and I said to somebody who was an employee of like one of the Eagles sideline, like the flag guy or something like that. Somebody like that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like 8 penalties against the Bills, none against the Eagles. What's going on here? And he looked at me dead serious and goes, well, they should stop committing them. I'm like, what are you doing? What? Oh man, I was mad.
That's killer.
Oh my God.
That's killer.
Bills lost that one. That was a tough one. Big game this week for both teams. The Eagles are not locked into the three. They can get the two. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about how they want to play things, how the Bills want to play things the next 2 weeks. And the Bills are still alive for the division, of course. But we'll get an injury update from Sean McDermott. He joins me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that I put it in terms is to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. To win a Super Bowl, you got to make the playoffs. Getting into the playoffs is our ticket. What we do with that is up to us and going out.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
They're executing each and every week, and you want to go into the playoffs playing as well as you can, and obviously there's still a chance for us to win the division, and obviously we need help doing that. But at the end of the day, we want to come out and take it one game at a time and still have that backs against the wall mentality and try to play our best football going into it.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking about just getting in. You get in and then you see what happens. And that's right. I think this year, more than any year that I can remember, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about who's not in the playoffs, right? No Patrick Mahomes, maybe, likely, no Lamar Jackson. He's injured. We'll get to that game in a minute here tomorrow. No Joe Burrow. New quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, new coaches. And here you have the Bills and Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and this organization that's been highly successful, that's had these opportunities, but these teams have stood in their way. And they're gone. They're out of the way. So you go do it. There's no guarantees. You finish with that 5, 6, or 7 seed, you're going on the road, right? And it's tough to do. It's tough to go on the road 3 straight games in the NFL in the regular season, let alone the playoffs. But you got to get there first, and then you let the chips fall where they may, and you do what you can with it. We'll get to the weekend schedule in just a moment, but first, Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show for his weekly radio segment.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Happy Football Friday and Merry Christmas. Belated Christmas. Hope you and your family had an outstanding Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas belatedly to you guys as well. And we had a great Christmas, very blessed, and had some good time to just be together as a family.
And of course, when it comes to the team, you guys changed up the schedule a little bit this week, but what does it mean for you guys as a team to kind of come together as a team, celebrate Christmas, and how it goes about doing that as a football family?
Well, when you share experiences like that, right, it brings you closer together, you hope. That's part of the goal, and you know, we were able to spend some time together, and I know some of the teammates, some of the guys got together at each other's houses yesterday, and you're just able to spend some of that time off the field together, which is so important for us as a team.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Coach, I know right before you do this interview, you were on a Fox Sports production. Tom Brady's doing the game, and of course you competed against Tom, you coached against him, and now he's in this different role. What's it been like for you getting to know Tom Brady as a media analyst?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, you spend so many of waking hours when you're going against Tom Brady trying to beat him, and you know, you're not really a fan. I would just say that respectfully.
Yes.
And in this case, you know, he's moved into a different chapter of his life, so we've got a closer working relationship now than we did before. But man, was he tough to beat and tough to go against. But it's good to see him having hung up the cleats and in this new chapter of his life.
We'll get to the game he's doing. You're playing the Eagles this week in just a moment. Let's do a quick rewind to last week. A close game, close for comfort in the fourth quarter. You guys were able to pull it out. A couple of important defensive stops. What do you find out about your team when you go through moments like that where you got to come up with big plays and big moments and guys step up to make those plays?
Well, it certainly tests you, right? It tests you in a lot of ways, mentally, physically, strategically as well. So, you know, sometimes it looks easy that we're pulling some of those things out or executing at the level we are in those moments, but there's a lot that goes into it, obviously, and the players and coaches have done a great job with that.
We had some Pro Bowl announcements earlier this week, Coach. Josh Allen, James Cook, Deion Dawkins. What's it mean for these guys to be honored in that fashion? And of course, there's always guys that you think maybe deserve that recognition. I know there are bigger goals and team goals, of course, but pretty cool to see those guys get recognized.
Well, it is. It's great recognition for them. And those, to some extent, are also team
That's right.
Mentions, team awards as well. So those guys have been very unselfish in their approach and yet at the same time separated themselves from the pack, if you will, and that's why they're recognized like they are.
James Cook currently leads the NFL in rushing yards. He's over 1,500. What has made James so special this year? And by the way, I mean, you know, carrying a big load too. He leads the NFL in attempts. You guys are not afraid to put a lot on James, and he's rewarded you this year and himself. What is it? What has made him so special this year?
Well, his mindset, his attitude, you know, the look in his eye week in and week out, in particular on the back half of the season, I would say, last four games, and he's been able to motivate, influence, and inspire our team with not only his play but also his approach on the sideline and day-to-day in the building here.
Sean McDermott on the Western Hotline. Coach, you got a lot of guys on the names on the injury report. I know you had a couple of a walkthrough and you didn't practice yesterday. Is there anybody you know as of right now on the active roster who will not play on Sunday?
Well, we've got three that I know for sure right now. Jordan Phillips, our defensive tackle, Matt Prater, our kicker, and then Jordan Poyer, our safety, will all miss this game and be out of practice today.
Okay, you had a few other DNPs. I'll just ask you about Daquan Jones, Dalton Kincaid, and Dawson Knox to start. Do you anticipate them practicing today and seeing where that goes?
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. You know, they're all in kind of a case-by-case basis at this point.
Josh Allen, of course, notable with the foot injury. How do you feel that you know, he's progressed through the week as far as any limitations that he has?
No, he's gotten better each day and is trending in the right direction, and we'll be ready to play here.
And then, of course, Matt Prater, kicker, obviously. You guys had Michael Badgley. I know you did bring in a few kickers to work out, so it seems like it would trend towards him not playing. So Badgley is your kicker right now on the roster, and the confidence that you have in him after, you know, last week and trying to bounce back.
Well, it's never easy to come into a team, especially late in the year. You know, there were some kicks that he made that I thought were good kicks for us, in particular the field goal in the third or fourth quarter there that he made. And we move forward. And it's important that someone's confidence is where it needs to be. And he knows that that's where he has to get to. And we're going to help him with that. And that'll be a part of our game and how it goes for us this weekend.
And, of course, this weekend you play the Philadelphia Eagles, Coach, the defending Super Bowl champions coming to town. You're very familiar with this organization, of course, having spent some time there. But excellent on both sides of the ball. What stands out to you about what they do on offense with a dynamic running back and, of course, Jalen Hurts and that wide receiver core?
Yeah, you mentioned a talented team. You know, very talented team. They're talented up front on both sides of the ball. You know, you mentioned their running back, obviously, you know, one of a kind in what he's been able to accomplish over the years, and then the two wide receivers as well. So tough outfit to bottle up. We'll have our hands full with the challenge, but we look forward to it.
And then, of course, on the defensive side, they're loaded with first-round picks over there, a lot of talented guys, especially up front. How critical is a game like this up front for your guys on the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, that's going to be huge for us. If you want to control the game, you got to control the line of scrimmage. That's really where it starts for us.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. I know you got some other media to do today. Look forward to Sunday, and again, Merry Christmas, belated Christmas to your family, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, same to you and everyone out there. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. So he has declared out Jordan Phillips, Matt Prater, and Jordan Poyer. So Matt Prater out, Michael Badgley still the kicker. They did bring in a couple of guys this week. They did not sign anybody. So that means that Michael Badgley will still be getting the call, I guess, unless they sign somebody today. I guess that could happen. But it looks like that's the case, and I like that. You know, to stick by him, and you get a couple of big kicks you had to make. And, you know, last week he missed one, but obviously made a couple other kicks. We'll see if that matters in this game. Jordan Phillips out for the game. Jordan Poyer out for the game. What does that mean about nickel and safety and where everything trends as far as Cam Lewis is concerned, as far as Jordan Hancock, to Darnell Savage, maybe we get a little bit of him. And then nothing at wide receiver as far as anybody. That's the thing. You look at the injury report, there's nothing as far as wide receiver is concerned as far as anybody, you know, on the injury report. So whatever happens at wide receiver, basically healthy scratches, right? I mean, so if you get no Keon, if you get no Gabe Davis, these are all healthy scratches. And I am curious what they're going to do. 803-0550, we're going to get Pat Hammer on the phone in just a moment, and we will give you the weather outlook for Sunday's game. Bills take on the Philadelphia Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions. Boy, the Eagles, if you ever need an example outside of Buffalo of a team that is kind of like, you know, things that we're dealing with here that we talk about in other places, the Eagles are certainly at the top of it. Here's the defending Super Bowl champs. They're 10-5 on the year. I mean, the Bills are 11-4. And yet, it has been a roller coaster of emotions and talk in Philly on what their season is or can be or has been. They get the Bills, then they're back home for one final game against the Commanders. And they have a chance at the 2 seed. They'd have to win the next 2 games. Now, it's possible because the Bears, who they're chasing, are playing the 49ers. We'll do the schedule in just a little while. Let's get now, though, to WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
And Pat Hammer joins me on the West Her Hotline. Thanks a lot, buddy, for being patient. Of course, Sean McDermott. We have to get the injury report. And, of course, always very important to know who's on the field and who's not going to be. And very important to know the weather for Sunday. And that's why we bring you on every single week. So thank you. And I hope you had a very, very amazing Merry Christmas, you and your family.
We did. Thank you, Sal. Just the kids and myself and the wife, just like Coach said, just nice family time. It was good. Little chaos as well, but you know that goes with the territory.
No doubt about it.
A very nice Christmas. Thanks.
No doubt about it. All right, so let's start with the next couple of days. We have some interesting weather headed here today, and I think that's very top of mind and important for people during holiday travel. So what do you have for us here today throughout Western New York and into the weekend?
Yeah, so just in the short term, Sal, really messy this afternoon. I just went outside. The freezing rain has just begun. So we have got it's going to be a mix of sleet, freezing rain, maybe some snow. The farther north you go, let's say the Falls, Lockport, you're likely going to see snow. Buffalo, it's going to be a combo of sleet and freezing rain, maybe a little snow in there. But then the South Towns, Orchard Park, down into the southern tier, it's going to be sleety and with some freezing rain. So that's over the afternoon. So if you are traveling in and around Western New York, take it slow. It is going to get kind of icy out there over the next couple of hours. So just a heads up. Now, this is followed by the second system that we're tracking that will be here on Sunday, and it is going to bring in some warmer air, and instead of sleet and freezing rain, we're going to have rain, it looks like, for the game on Sunday.
Not the best weather outlook you could have given me today.
Okay, 38 rain, in my opinion, is like the worst weather ever.
Yes, yes, okay? Agreed.
I would rather have 21 in snow with a light wind, bring that any day. But when it's rainy and it's, you know, it's not cold, but it's cool, you know, it's not the greatest. Okay, it's not awful, but it's going to be slippery out there. The rain likely going to be arriving, you know, during the afternoon. It's likely going to be raining for tailgating at kickoff at 425 and probably raining throughout the game. Hmm. Could there be some shifts and adjustments? Yes, but that's just how it looks right now. I don't think avoiding the rain is possible at this point.
All right, so when you say rain, are we talking a heavy downpour or just like, man, it's just going to be a steady nuisance all day?
I think it's going to be a steady nuisance. It doesn't look terribly heavy, but, you know, it is going to be, it's going to be, you know, noticeable. It's going to have an impact, I got to believe, on the ball, the field.
Yeah.
Your, you know, the, you know, slipping and sliding maybe a little bit, you know, which always has you concerned with injuries as we're rounding up.
Sure.
The season. I don't want the whole let's get AJ Klein off the couch scenario once again with any late season injuries and that kind of thing can happen when you have wet weather. But that is going to be the case on Sunday.
Okay, let me, as I have you on, if you need a minute to do this, go right ahead, because I'm springing this on you. You're getting me to think about this now. It's not far away, mm-hmm. but in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, the Patriots mm-hmm. play the Jets. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. Could you give us a, is it going to be bad there too? Because that could be the ultimate like equalizer weather when you have a three-win team and the Bills fans are hoping the Jets can spring an upset. Like, are they looking at bad weather as well there?
No, they really aren't.
Okay.
The weather is coming from west to east.
Okay.
So, Sunday, you know, afternoon does not, the weather will not be there yet. So I think it's going to be, they're going to be okay for that game on Sunday. Yeah, you're right. It is a great equalizer, but unfortunately, the weather looks a lot better than ours.
Okay. So what are we looking timeline wise? Let's walk through this on Sunday. If you're coming into town, a lot of people are coming in for the holidays. Saturday night, maybe they're driving in. Sunday morning, they get up. It's not a 1 o'clock game. It's a 4:25 p.m. game. Is there any recommendation as far as when it might be a little better to get to the stadium, not to have the rain or anything like that impact it?
So, yeah. Oh, man, I'm looking outside. It's getting icy here downtown.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the Sunday morning, as the system's approaching, clouds are increasing. There actually could be, don't let this concern you, there could be a brief little window of freezing rain or even a snowflake Sunday morning. That goes away. Travel to the stadium should be fine. It should be mainly dry. Mid-morning, late morning into the afternoon. But, you know, as tailgate parties are getting going, that's kind of when the rain begins. But again, it's just the rain. It's not going to be slippery. I mean, it's just going to be kind of that nuisance rain. The good news to sell, not a lot of wind, okay? We're not worried about wind with this.
I like that.
So that's good. So I guess there could be worse weather. 38 rain and wind. We'll take the wind out of the equation, so that's good. It'll be a little bit of a breeze, but nothing that I'm too worried about. But yeah, it's gonna be just one of those games. I feel like every time they play Philadelphia, it rains, right?
Well, the last time they're here, I think it was pretty bad. Yeah, it was rainy and super windy, actually, the last time they're in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then when the Bills were in Philly a couple years ago, it was the same thing. It was rainy. It's kind of the same weather you're describing right now. It was a little bit warmer, if I remember, maybe, but it was not great weather. You're right about that. It always seems like Bills and Eagles get together, and that's the case. All right, after the game, drive home. You know, just be careful right out there and what it's going to be like Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay, so drive home is, you know, still wet. There's going to be a big change coming Monday. So if anybody's, you know, heading out or going somewhere, Monday's going to be a day that starts in the 40s, rain. By the afternoon, there's going to be snow and blowing snow. Winter is going to make a valiant return next week as cold and snow come back. Remember when we were talking last week, like, I put all my chips on red, or, you know, that cold and snow is coming back, and that'll certainly be the case, it looks like, next week. And then, you know, even into January, we'll see. But, next week, as you're starting a new week and as we get ready for the following week, against the Jets, there's going to be a lot of wintry weather next week.
Ooh, leading up to the weekend. All right, you're already teasing us with that one.
I know.
Huh?
I know. Well, okay, so just speaking ahead way down the road, there's going to be some cold and lake effect snow going on later Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, maybe focused south of Buffalo, but still. I think that weather is moving out by the next following weekend, but it's a little too early to tell any specifics. But at least the deep cold that will be here on the middle of next week will kind of be easing back by the following weekend, if you will. So it won't be as Arctic on Sunday as it may feel the middle of next week.
Okay, and then who knows? We don't know what the weather's going to be like, where the Bills are going to be after that, pal. We're just going to have to be out. You have to keep your head in a swivel. They could be in Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Denver, back at home in Buffalo. Who knows? New England? I don't know.
Right. And Denver, my goodness. It's like summertime in Denver, by the way. So maybe going there, they have not had winter weather at all there.
Yesterday, Washington, D.C., they said it was 52 degrees for the game in Washington.
Really?
Yeah. I turn on the game. They're like, yeah, it's Christmas, but you wouldn't know it. It's 52 degrees here. I'm like, what? That's in D.C. yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very, nationwide, coast to coast, it was a very warm Christmas. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily know it here, but yeah, it was balmy in much of the country. That is about to change, though, as cold returns. But yeah, it was a, week, of course, it wasn't a white Christmas here. I would have thought for sure a white Christmas as the month started, but everything just kind of flipped about a week ago. But anyway, we're going back to the cold next week.
Okay, buddy. We'll check in with you next week. Hope you have an amazing new year, and then we'll talk about what the weather holds for the final scheduled game ever at Highmark Stadium. Merry Christmas once again. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Bye, Sal.
You got it. That is Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. And when we do come back, I promise you, I will talk about what's happening in the NFL coming up this weekend, independent of the Bills and the Eagles on Sunday. I am told Zach Jones will take you for the next hour, leading up until One Bills Live.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So have him on a Buffalo Football Friday. In the meantime, week number 17 kicked off yesterday with three games. Cowboys beat the Commanders 30-23, two teams out of the playoffs. Vikings beat the Lions 23-10, now both teams out of the playoffs. Lions had a shot. I don't know what happened to the Lions this year, but it did not go well, especially late in the year. They've lost three in a row. And four out of five, only win they had was over the Cowboys 44-30. But not the season they anticipated. They're out of it now. So are the Vikings. Not the season they anticipated, or a lot of people did, for the Minnesota Vikings this year. And then the Broncos, who are in the playoffs, fighting for the one seed, they come back to beat the Chiefs 20-13. Another one-score game victory for the Broncos. They're 13-3 now. Chiefs out of the playoffs. Was it the last game ever for Travis Kelce at Arrowhead? They will play on the road at Vegas next week. The Chiefs, that is. Okay, tomorrow we have two very important games on the NFL schedule. Starts at 4:30. This one impacts the Bills. Texans at Chargers. Who are you rooting for here? You could go either way. You want the Texans to win, they could wind up passing the Bills in the standings. But then again, that opens the door for the Bills to pass the Chargers. You want the Chargers to win, it's going to be tough for the Bills to catch them, maybe. They do have a Broncos game later. That keeps the Texans down at number six. I think you want the Chargers here, right? I think that's probably what you want. If you get the Texans, you're talking about a bunch of teams all mixed up, and the Bills could wind up being the seventh seed. I don't know. Does it really matter? We talked about it earlier. All these teams kind of seem like they can beat each other anyway. Interesting game. Ravens at Packers. Ravens at 7-8, under 500. Packers 9-5-1, and the Ravens still trying to keep their playoff hopes, divisional hopes alive. Right now, the Steelers at 9-6, the Ravens at 7-8. If the Ravens win, the Steelers, they have to win against Cleveland. If the Ravens lose, the Steelers can just basically rest 2 weeks. I mean, it's crazy to think about. And they can just give those guys rest. And that's why you might not want the 5 seed if you're the Bills. Because you'll be facing a very rested Aaron Rodgers and TJ Watt and Cam Hayward and company. Seahawks at Panthers, very big game for both teams for two different reasons. Panthers, the only way they get in is winning the division. They have to win this game at home as they're fighting with the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are the Dolphins. Panthers are a game up on the Bucs, but the Bucs with a win over the Dolphins and the Panthers lose, they're tied, then they play next week. It's really interesting. Seahawks trying for the number one seed, trying to hold off both the Rams and the 49ers. Very interesting. That's a 1 p.m. game. Also 1 p.m., Cardinals, Bengals, two teams that have combined for 8 wins this year and not making the playoffs. Steelers at Browns, that is a 1 p.m. game. And, hey, these are the kinds of games the Browns could win. And the kinds of games the Steelers lose sometimes. And I think a lot of eyes on the Myles Garrett watch. Will he get the sack record this week against Aaron Rodgers? Also, Jags at Colts. Colts desperately need a win. If they don't, they're out. Could they be out by tomorrow if the Texans win or the Colts out? Maybe. I think they are. Yeah. I think the Texans clinch a playoff spot with a win tomorrow, and then the Colts are out. If not, the Chargers win. That keeps the Colts alive, and they're playing the Jags. Jags are looking to try and maybe even get the one seed. Told you about Bucks and Dolphins. Dolphins season over. Bucks need a win to stay alive for their playoff hopes. Patriots at Jets, of course, before the Bills game. We're hoping for that Jets big upset. Patriots still trying to not only get the one seed, but take a step towards the division. Patriots win, Bills lose. Patriots get the division. Patriots win, Bills win. They still got to do it next week. Or both lose. Saints at Titans. Another game with combined 8 wins, but two teams that have kind of shown a little bit here with some younger quarterbacks coming in lately. I mean, heck, the Saints have won 3 in a row. You know that? They beat the Bucs, the Panthers, and then the Jets. All right. And the Titans, for their part, they won last week over the Chiefs. I mean, a depleted Chiefs team. They won 2 out of 3. And they kind of held with the 49ers for a little while in between there, sandwiching it. You got the Giants at Raiders. That one might determine the number one pick, actually. That's a 4:05 game. Eagles-Bills at 4:25. Late Sunday game. Bears at 49ers. Big-time matchup in the NFC with two teams fighting for playoff positioning. 49ers still alive for that one seed. Monday night, Rams at Falcons. We'll talk about that when I talk to you again on Monday after the Bills take on the Eagles. Again, all the coverage all weekend long. Sabres Bruins tomorrow at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6. Bills Eagles, 4:25 p.m. all day long here on the Bills Radio Network and, of course, on WGR Sports Radio 550, where you will get next, Zach Jones. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend, everybody.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.